This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Green Energy Rebate Program.
I have Howie here to tell us why buying an engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers is different from anywhere else.
We take all of the guesswork, all of the worry, and all of the intimidation out of buying an engagement ring. All you got to do is come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. You pick your loose diamond. You pick a beautiful setting. We put it together for you. She gets a brand new ring that nobody else has ever tried on. You propose to her. She says yes. Voila, you've got the perfect engagement.
What if she says no?
Well, that's why we have the made-to-order, meant-to-last guarantee. We give you one full year to return it.
And that's not just if she says no. If she wants a different cut, style, or a different setting, you can come back.
365 days. So here's the other thing. They're just worried about not having enough money to make her happy. All you need to do is come in, tell us what you think would be great for her. We've got financing for you, 12, 18, 24 months. We can go out as long as 60 months on financing. We'll find a ring in your budget. Don't be afraid. Come see us at Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your Monday. It is August 12th. We're getting on through August, getting on through 2019. John Martin, the Memphis Tigers on their way to the Bahamas. We'll have those games starting up on Wednesday. And, of course, as soon as we leave on Friday, saw the news, John Martin. I'm sure it left you speechless. Antonio Brown threatening to retire. Do I got to get me some HBO?
Well, you don't have to get HBO. We all know how you would watch Hard Knocks, so no, you're not going to get HBO. But are you going to watch on Tuesday? You're damn right you're going to watch on Tuesday.
I think everybody's going to be watching.
You know, This is what life is like when you are a fan of the Oakland Raiders. You're just the talk of the town, no matter what. Good, bad, and different. People cannot help but fix their lips and talk about you.
We can't even stop talking about y'all's sorry selves before y'all make more sorry news.
I did not want to start the show off like that. I'm a proud Raider fan, as you can tell by my outfit today.
Wearing it, too.
I got a Boomin shirt on. I bought this from his Etsy shop. How you doing?
You put money in Antonio Brown's pocket for that?
Twice. I got two shirts from Antonio
Brown.
That
man perusing his bank accounts on you ain't playing none. Perusing, why not even practicing?
I relate to that, dude, because I'll check my 401k every couple days.
He saw that John Martin deposit come in for that overpriced shirt.
It definitely was.
Said, booming.
It was overpriced, but it's a nice shirt, man. It feels good. I got the Raider hat on. I got the Raider shorts on.
You keep repping them. Y'all got the win, though, so congratulations.
Oh, yeah, no, Dad, we shut down Daryl Henderson. How you like that? Welcome to the league, Rook.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, you thought Daryl Henderson was going to come in and just, you know, like it was AAC all over again. He's going to run for 300.
Gave him that 2.2 per carry. That looked like a second half against UCF.
How you like that?
When they shut him down.
I hope Daryl Henderson runs for 400 yards in every other game except against the Raiders.
They went vanilla on y'all.
Yeah. But anyway, I did not want to start the show today by talking about the Raiders. We have plenty of time to get to them.
Y'all stay in the news.
Today is a sad day for many of us, especially if you have a wife who is a teacher or a school administrator.
You play both sides of this.
What?
I remember you telling us when summer vacation starts, well, now she's at home. She doesn't have to get up and go to work, so that makes me mad. Well, now she goes back, and all of a sudden it's a problem for you.
I can get over the anger, though, of summer very quickly because there are so many benefits to her being at home. You know what I mean? When she's at school, when she's at work, it's
Your chores go up.
I get a different version of my wife. It's just true.
Oh.
I get a different version. You know, she comes home, you know, it's 5
Stress.
O'clock. You know, she doesn't really, you know, she's just different, man.
What, she got third graders?
Yeah. And they
drive her crazy.
And they split it up at Crosswind. You teach certain subjects now. You don't teach an entire class. You teach certain subjects.
Mm. Do they have a deli?
A deli?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like college
prep out there.
No, they don't. They don't have a deli.
Oh, okay.
They have a cafeteria, and they get recess like every other, you know, third grader.
I bet they don't get any of that square pizza I used to get in MCS.
Probably not.
Love it on this first day.
They got that Collierville money. But, yeah, it's been cool to see everybody's posting pictures on Facebook. You know, all their kids are going back to school. You know, that's awesome. Congratulations to everybody.
I used to like to wear my freshest set on the first day.
Yes, sir. Now, that you can't do that anymore. Now,
a nice rayon shirt with some Jabot shorts. I had the ladies looking.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. You wear your best on the MCS first day, baby.
Right.
And they, you don't know nothing about that.
I honestly think what you wore is why they instituted a dress code.
No.
I think they said because you made everybody else look so bad based on your sort of freshness, your swag.
I couldn't have lived in today's times where I couldn't express myself through clothing. You know what I'm saying? Where you got to wear the... You got to wear the
white collar shirt.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have any choice. How can you express yourself? I don't know how these kids do it.
But it was strict because back when I was in high school.
Is that where the cutoff was? Yeah, y'all had to have them knockoff Dickies you had on.
Yeah, you could wear regular Dickies. But, like, for example, they were so strict, you couldn't even wear an undershirt that wasn't white.
Yeah.
Like, if you wore a red or a black undershirt.
That would have killed me.
Like, you got written up.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And now I think, you know, it's probably a little looser now. Are kids still wearing uniforms, though?
Aren't they?
Okay.
Yes.
They are. Okay. I haven't paid attention.
I didn't get the memo that it's changed.
Yeah, but anyway.
Poor kids.
Anyway, it is the first day of school. Back to school for everybody, and it's been very cool. Brad included to see Jake in the sixth grade. Jake's in the sixth grade.
Leveling up.
Yeah, he's getting up there, man. Where is that? Is that middle school yet, or is that still in Leonard?
It's middle school.
Okay, it is middle school. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, so there you go. Congrats, you're now a middle school dad. I know that's very exciting. We have a lot to get to on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Laird Veach. Laird Veach is the University of Memphis athletic director starting October the 1st. So we will talk to him about the job, you know, get to know him a little bit. You know, we wanted to do that. He's got a press conference tomorrow. So we'll get to know him a little bit in advance of that press conference, what his philosophies are, you know, what he wants to do, how he plans to get Memphis into a Power 5 conference. All of these things we will ask Laird Veach at 11:25. Then at 12:25, Jason Fitz will join us. We will talk NFL, Antonio Brown, and more with him at 12:25. Maybe we'll dip back into these Titans, huh? Dip back into the quarterback controversy in Nashville.
You keep
Marcus
using the
Mariota.
Word controversy. It's too strong right now. You're too early for that.
The controversy is not whether it's Mariota or Tannehill. The controversy is, are they going to pay Mariota? That's the controversy right now. And so we will get into that with Jason Fitz. At 12:25, and then at 1:25 or around there, we are going to talk to Jennifer Decker.
Okay.
She is going to be the co-host of a new show that is coming to the radio.com sports digital network starting next Monday, Swings and Misses. She'll be hosting it with her husband, which is interesting because I couldn't imagine doing something with my wife every single day.
I mean, I feel like I do it every day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You feel like I'm your wife?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, I got to be the wife.
And I have to put you in your place.
You know what? Here's the deal, Jason.
See how that's kind of parallel?
In 2019, men can be married.
Man, I got so disrespected by my wife this weekend. I can't put my own wife in her place, much less any other woman. So it doesn't –
I'm
sitting here talking.
I'm a man.
Well.
So does not apply to me.
Okay. Well, maybe, Jen, it'll be a little bit smoother with her and her husband.
I certainly hope so. that will happen. At 1:25. So that is the show today. It should be an interesting one. Got some interesting developments today with the University of Memphis basketball program. They are headed off to the Bahamas. They obviously have this foreign tour that they are taking. Programs are allowed to take it every single four-year period. They had a chance to do it last year, but Penny Hardaway elected to put it off for a year.
Smart.
Because he knew what was going to happen. with this recruiting class. He knew at least what was possible.
You'd been throwing it together. Tubby had a trip to Montreal planned, and it would have sort of been finishing out sort of what Tubby had planned. It made more sense to wait, hold it, wait till your first full recruiting class, and it, we certainly expect it to benefit this team. Again, 10 extra days of practice, including the four games that you'll get down in the Bahamas against, look, not big-time competition, but again, it's the
absolutely.
It's the getting away, it's the chemistry,
the
it's the getting things.
Right?
The getting things on film, quite
yep,
frankly.
Yep.
Mistakes, all that kind of thing. I was talking about that with Drew Hill on Friday. That's the most important part of this. You want guys to see their mistakes, right, in your scheme, offensively and defensively. You could show it to them when you get back. The point is you're ahead of the rest of college basketball yep. in terms of the things you're working on.
Yep. So here's a couple things that we need to get to about this Bahamas trip. One is you're not going to be able to watch it. We told you that a few weeks ago. Memphis confirmed for us that ESPN turned down its option to broadcast the games, which is disappointing because if you remember Kentucky last year, all their games were broadcast on the SEC network. Now, yep. the distinction, of course, is that the SEC network is not ESPN. I mean, it's owned by ESPN, but it's not ESPN like in terms of they have baseball, they have programming that they have, you know, on ESPN. So it's a lot easier to put something like that on the SEC network, which doesn't have any programming in the middle of August.
Put it on ESPN Plus, John.
Well, that's what I suggested. Like
fits
that's
both.
A happy medium, right?
Again, aren't you trying to get subscribers to that
no
thing?
No question.
Shouldn't you want to put content on there? Well, again, no one can see this. You've got incredible excitement, certainly around Memphis, but you'd have national excitement in terms of people wanting to see Penny's number one ranked recruiting class. So again, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I get the not putting it on mainstream. You don't have SEC Network in this case, but and ESPN's got their stuff, as you say. But again, it makes no sense to me why you wouldn't have put it on the Plus.
Exactly.
Try to get a few more subscriptions out of Memphis.
I mean, because again, like you said, like you're trying to get AAC. I think even AAC fans would watch because it's like that.
Absolutely.
They're going to be the pick.
They know that's the team to beat in the AAC this year.
And there's just such that there's this voyeurism and this interest in what this team is going to look like.
Not to mention time frame. I mean, just look where you're sitting
exactly.
right now on the sports calendar, and you got preseason football. You know, NBA sort of out. Everybody's having to watch the select team and the
yep.
this team that's preparing for FIBA, make all the sense in the world. It's a downtime anyway.
The last gasp of summer, right? Like the last gasp of the summer sports calendar.
It goes against what I think their vision is, which is putting more content on there that people actually want to see to invite subscribers.
I absolutely agree with you because I think people would pay.
And in this day and age, aren't we going to be able to pirate this thing one way or the other? Is the Baja Mar or whatever the resort is down there?
People keep saying the reception is bad, though.
I mean, come on. It's 2019. Somebody can't beam a signal out of there?
I don't know. I mean,
man, I'm expecting Calkins to have that Facebook Live rolling.
No,
somebody got to get something out of it.
He will be the last candidate.
All right.
He'll be the last candidate to
well,
have
we know we can't see it, John.
Right. You can't see it. I think Drew Hill said there's going to be live stats if that's what you're into. That doesn't really tell you a whole lot, but it's something. You know, you'll be able to see live stats as they happen. Yeah, so that's one thing. If you're in the area, I don't know if you saw this, but Memphis said that tickets are $60 per game. It's $60 per game at the door. Now, I don't know if maybe people purchase a package beforehand, but that seems insane.
It's not something I'm proud of, but I didn't go. I was in Cancun in the same country as John Martin got married, and I didn't go on his wedding. I didn't go to his wedding because it was going to cost me less than that.
I mean,
like 50.
Yeah.
I didn't even have that. I mean, you're like my wife.
I'm like your
we
wife.
Talked, and I didn't,
it's like
I didn't
your
do
wife
that.
Was getting married,
like
and you didn't go.
$60 to see this team against,
against you and me. Basically,
you got to be Harold Bird to see that thing.
Yeah, I mean, so that's $240 if you go to every
Ooh,
game.
That's some money.
So I found
eat up some of your retirement.
I found that very fascinating that that's how much tickets were. But I guess that you know,
surely that gets me in all 4 days against these scrubs.
No, I think it's
good
per
grief.
Game, bro. I think
good grief.
I think it's per game. But people, I mean, if you're going to the Bahamas, you're paying it. Like if you're spending the $3,000 to go to the Bahamas,
who has got that kind of money? None but the elite on those planes headed down there.
Well, I mean that's true. I mean, save for a couple people here and there whose vacations might happen to coincide.
Aristocrats.
That's the housekeeping of the Bahamas
okay.
trip.
I feel like you're coming. Yep.
It's going to be a nice week for Penny to get to know his team a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had sort of always looked at this Bahamas trip as like really an opportunity to see the team at full strength, right? An opportunity to see this team, you know, really in action. And again, nobody was – and people were trying to get that out of the players in the midweek press conference last week. Like, if you guys go on to the Final Four, are you going to look back on this trip as –
Oh,
no, ain't nobody
going to – early for that
Ain't
question.
Nobody going to remember that crap. you know, beating the damn Baja Men by 50 points ain't going to be the reason you won the national championship, you know?
Baja Men.
Yes. Yeah. Who let the dogs out. You know, like, that ain't going to be the reason you won the national championship, okay? But anyway, people were looking forward, I think me and you included, we were looking forward to this trip because it was an opportunity to see, you know, even if we can't physically see it, what this number one recruiting class,
absolutely,
along with the meshing of the returners, would look like. Unfortunately, we're not going to get that. That is my understanding. We are not going to get the look at this team in full.
The full roster.
Yeah. Precious, my understanding, Precious Achiuwa is not on the trip.
Mm.
Precious Achiuwa, of course, the top 10 ranked power forward in the country in 2019, a huge piece of this team going forward, did not make the trip, is my understanding. I would not panic. This does not have anything to do with his standing with the team. There was just some, you know, paperwork issues, things like that. If you remember, Precious was late getting to campus.
Right.
If you recall,
right.
My understanding is he has not made the trip. I also have other questions. I have other questions about James Wiseman's availability and how much he will play on this trip.
Well, we knew he was on the bike.
During
the practice that you guys.
Yeah, I think you definitely, you know, with anybody, not just James, but with anybody. If there are questions about whatever, how healthy they are, you got to be cautious always, but especially if it's a guy like James Wiseman. So, if you were hoping that this trip was going to be, you know, everybody's in action and everybody's in a uniform and you're going to get to see that's just not what this trip is going to represent, unfortunately.
It's unfortunate. Because so much of the talk, right, so much of what we've talked about with Penny and all that is chemistry and sort of seeing what all you've got, right, seeing all of your talent out on the floor. And again, not going against each other, but all assembled and going against someone else. So it's a little bit unfortunate. I wouldn't, to your point, I'd be more concerned if Precious had a recent injury or something that we'd heard about, right, and he's not headed down. Oh, man, is this serious? To our knowledge, at least from the folks we've talked to, from having Penny on, everybody else, they're relatively healthy. Yes, I know James Wiseman, Dandridge was on a bike. Ryan Boyce, I think, was on a bike as well, but none of those.
Yep.
We talked about it. No one had braces on or casts or anything like that in terms of coming out of these workouts and then the 10 days of practice. So I'd be a little bit more concerned, John, if we'd heard news of an injury or something like that coming out.
Yeah, it's not like that.
You're talking about paperwork and that kind of thing. Will Barton did go with the Tigers down on their trip to the Bahamas, ended up coming out and having a fine first couple of years. So again, I'm not overly concerned. Is it unfortunate? Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to have everybody.
I mean, that's just the, you know, and you could see, like, I mean, the team's been posting pictures today, you know, and there's no Precious. I mean, so this is all stuff that is going to, I mean, Calkins is going to be there. Drew Hill is going to be there. Munns is going to be there. Like, this is all going to come out, and it's in a matter of days anyway. So it's not like I'm telling
first
a huge
Wednesday,
secret.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know, that's just, again, nothing in terms of his status with the team. I want to stress that this is just simply something that wasn't feasible, and Precious is here, you know.
Okay.
And again, no.
You're telling me not to move the DEFCON level.
Yeah, no, certainly not. This is not an eligibility question, like with with Will Barton, right? Like there was a question about his.
Yeah, that was the reason he wasn't.
Yeah,
going.
This is not that.
He was still trying to get eligible.
This is not that. It's just a matter of leaving the United States. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
I'll tell you, Chris Crawford didn't make that trip either. We've said that on air.
Chris didn't make it either?
I don't think so.
Will and Chris didn't make it?
Pretty sure. I want to say Chris. I might be wrong on that. I don't know. The guy who shined down there was Drew Barham, ends up coming back, and they give him a scholarship, ends up transferring out, having a great career at Gonzaga. But, yeah, no, I'm not going to get overly worried. Is it a little bit of a disappointment? Absolutely. And, if I was on that trip,
yeah,
be a little bit disappointed. But other than that, again, what impact will this have on the season? I suspect none, barring anything unforeseen, like he's hurt or hiding it.
No, like that is
That's not
it.
The case.
Now, and again, I think the other piece of this, though, is that I have questions as to how much you're going to see of James, too. Like I just, based on what I've heard, I don't know how much of James Wiseman you are going to see in the Bahamas. And frankly, again, like you –
Now, is this? Let me ask you what I think is a fair question. Is this going to be a situation where, look, these guys are, let's face it, let's just keep it real. They're earmarked for the NBA next season. There's no question about it. Where you're maybe even a little, you'd be cautious anyway. Remember DJ Stephens? Josh wouldn't even practice them. Guys that are important to squads, right, you're going to take extra precautions. And so you're going to do that anyway, particularly with guys we think will probably be your starting four and your five.
Mm-hmm.
But are you even extra cautious when it comes to, again, being careful with those two in particular?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just reality, right?
It is. First of all, take out the NBA stuff even for a second. You know how important James is to your team.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's why I brought up the DJ point.
But then you add on the fact that he is currently the projected number one player in the NBA draft.
Projected lottery right now.
Any Nick, any kind of, being banged up, you're going to put the bubble wrap on him. You know, James doesn't need to play in the Bahamas. What does James Wise need to play in the Bahamas for? You know who needs to play in the Bahamas? DJ Jeffries, Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, because these are the guys who are more than likely going to be here after 1 year. You know, these are the guys who really who experience for them is going to end up being important.
Ideally, though, wouldn't you like them playing off James and sort of getting that game going? Ideally, you would.
Yes, but I mean, if again, he didn't practice the other day. You know, so they.
You could see the writing on the wall, I think.
You know, so if there is,
y'all go in there and see them on the bike.
If there is any kind of hesitation or reluctance whatsoever,
I get that. It's sort of like Brad and not wanting to send Jaren out to play for the select team.
Yes. You know? Yes. Exactly.
You're cautious with your prized commodity. It's just reality. And look, part of the reason you got these guys is because you were so real with them, right? You told them basically, and you're right because you've got the personnel to sort of say this, but you're an NBA staff, so you're taking those. We talked about it with Rich Darby. It is a little bit different with those guys, with those two guys who you know you've got just here for a year. So, again, if this is part of being overly cautious, and you say with Precious, it's not even an injury thing. He wasn't on the bike when you guys went in there, right?
No, he was
Precious was a
sure.
full go. Yep. Exactly. So paperwork, like whatever it is, like you say, not overly concerned. A little bit disappointing, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is disappointing, right, especially for all those, I mean, because the reality is, for the media that's making the trip, you wanted to see a ton of James, and you wanted to see a ton of Precious.
The reality is, yes, you do. And because, again, no one else can see it, so you're writing and you're telling a fan base that's
right,
ravenous
exactly.
right now
exactly.
kind of what they can expect. But John, I would tell you this, too. There's plenty more storylines because there's so much talent in terms of that squad, in terms of number, to your point. Whether it's Boogie, whether it's DJ, whether it's Lester coming in, you got plenty more to see.
Yes, that is definitely true. But I think that's kind of just to kind of set the table for what you can expect from the Bahamas, right?
So this first week. Question down there will be, well, Coach, the pressure stay back.
Yeah, and that'll come. And but again, like my understanding of all of that is that it's not some far-reaching gonna jeopardize his season. None of that. It's just a matter of this particular trip that he's not able to make. So. Anyway, there you go. Should still be fascinating to see how the other guys perform, right? Like the returners, Tyler Harris, Alex Lomax, Lance Thomas.
Well, it's step-up time for Lance, right? He automatically, I would imagine, gets inserted into a spot, whether it's the four again or playing some three. I imagine it's step-up time. You got more minutes for Lance Thomas and others, but you won't have Dandridge out there. So Lance, Isaiah Maurice playing more, obviously, with no pressures.
Yep. So anyway, that's the latest with the Tigers as they are on their way to the Bahamas. As we speak, we'll come back. Laird Veach is the University of Memphis athletic director starting October 1st. We will talk to him about the job, about everything else he's got going on, what he thinks about the athletic department, his philosophies. Lots more to come with Laird Veach. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. If you're in need of a roof, there's no better place to start than Five-Ash Roofing. No matter what your situation is, we have you covered. We can walk you through the insurance process without committing fraud like many of my competitors. You'd be surprised how many times salesmen and contractors will manufacture storm damage just so they can get a sale. We do residential, multifamily, and commercial work. We're certified in every form of roofing we offer. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingle, and we don't charge extra for that. And to my knowledge, there's no other roofing company in Memphis offering that level of security. And if that's not enough, we offer a best price guarantee. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. Five-Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five-Ash Roofing, it's what you do.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere. Your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, starting October the 1st, he will be your next University of Memphis Athletic Director. His name is Laird Veach, and he joins us now. Laird, congratulations, man, and welcome to Memphis.
Thank you. We're super excited to get there and get started. Kind of wish it wasn't a couple months away, but when it does, we'll be hitting the ground running.
Yeah, absolutely. Academia protocol and all of that. Have you started, looking at houses? Do you have a place? I mean, when does that process begin? What's that look like for the Veaches?
we have not yet. Nope. We, you know, it's been a whirlwind, as you might imagine, but a lot of fun here the last few days. But we'll, I'm sure, get on that right away. We have a press conference tomorrow, and then, you know, knowing my wife, she's going to want us to start tackling that ASAP. But, you know, my family will actually stay here and finish the semester through December. My girls will, and then and my boy, and then move probably in December.
At what point did you know, Laird? Is it the meeting with Allie Prescott? I mean, the moment where it dawns on you, you know what, I'm going to do this. Having your family here, I saw you got a chance to bring them in. Do you remember the moment where you knew?
I'd say it built over time. I just in conversations with the president started off really good. We had a very, even our first call, very good, candid, probably 45-minute conversation. Had a great visit with the president and a couple of the trustees and Allie. And then, you know, lasted probably 3 hours, just a really great conversation, even more so than an interview. And then, you know, I'd say the time when it really hit me that this was absolutely the right thing is when we snuck in there to Memphis and met several of the folks. You know, they were able to bring my family in and showed them around, and that really helped, certainly, just give them a comfort level. But it just really built as, you know, from day one, I was excited about what this could be, but getting there and seeing it, feeling it, and connecting with the people, you know, put it over the top.
How tough is it to move just the lifestyle part of this? How tough is it to move a family with four kids? I mean, you're a guy that's been identified as a rising star, obviously, in the game. So I had to know, I mean, you all had to know these opportunities were coming, but still though, how important is that side of it, that your family's happy, that it's the right stage for them?
It's critical. You know, I pride myself on genuinely being a family man and having that a huge top priority in my life. You know, but I have an awesome wife, genuinely, and great, very mature, balanced kids. When we moved from Kansas State to Florida, that was pretty dramatic. That, you know, Kansas State was home. We had grandparents there. So that's just not something that we all sort of foresaw. But coming here, we knew that eventually we would lead on to something else. It certainly happened quicker than what we had anticipated. And it is a challenge, but one we're excited about. Our kids are already moving quickly from a little bit of a shock factor to getting excited about being there, being in a bigger place, the opportunities that could present. We just heard wonderful things from – it's one of those places everybody you talk to that's lived there or been there, they just rave about it. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to get there and be a part of it.
Just curious, Laird, how familiar were you with the athletic programs at Memphis? I know your circles didn't necessarily cross, right, being at Kansas State and then being, you know, in the Power Five across the country for most of your career. How familiar and how much did you know about Memphis before getting this job?
I would say I was not overly aware of a lot of the details of the programs. I still think I have a ton to learn, and that's one of the things that I'm going to focus on when I get there. You learn in this profession from being at different places that while there's a lot of similarities, there's also a lot of unique aspects to each place, you know, culture, the structure of the place, frankly, the politics. There's a lot of things you got to get there and learn and understand, and this is certainly no different. So, you know, I recognize I'm going to need to sit down with a lot of folks, ask a lot of questions, really listen and learn what I need to do to help.
We are, of course, talking to new University of Memphis athletic director as of October 1st, Laird Veach, here on the show. I got to ask you, because it is sort of the elephant in the room as it relates to U of M athletics. I think the goal for every program like Memphis, especially one with as competitive a football program as they've had, as competitive a basketball program as they've had, to one day get into the Power Five, to one day find their way into, you know, that company. I don't know how much you got to see when you were here in and out. But from what you know and from what you have seen, how would you objectively say Memphis stacks up in that conversation with the facilities, with coaches' salaries, with things of that nature?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, I would say I didn't get to see a lot of the facilities. A lot of them we just sort of drove around. I was really impressed. There has clearly been an investment made. There's a commitment there. There's capacity, ability to do good things in terms of facilities and infrastructure. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the chance to continue to impact that. you know, the, as I've mentioned many times, there's incredible momentum there. Part of it is facilities. Part of it's the pride and capacity of that community. Part of it is leadership, coaches. There's so many things to be excited about. You know, I think it's important to state, first of all, America is a great conference. And you know, so to as me as a new AD to come in and say, hey, our goal is to right. move on to the next thing, it's probably a little early, right? But the other thing I would say is, you know, just from being around this profession for a while, and I will tell you that when I was at Kansas State, that was during the last round of realignment, right? So that was one of the schools that there was a lot of concern about when all that took place. And, you know, concern about getting left out of, you know, what I think, I don't even know if they were called a Power Five at that point, really weren't. But so you get to see and understand the impact that can have on a university, on a community, and you learn a lot through the process. And as afterwards, we went back through and really studied, okay, if this happens again, you know, what do we need to do to prepare? What are the right steps you take? And there's certainly things you need to do. There's strategies that need to be in place. You need to manage your brand. You need to have a network. You need to do all those things. But ultimately, it's about just investing in who you are and positioning yourself for whenever opportunities come, whether that's a conference opportunity or anything else that might be out there. It's such a dynamic environment. You can't predict everything. The only thing you can likely predict is that there will be change, right? Traditionally, historically, there's been change in conferences. There's been movement around. So they'll continue to be evolution. And the best thing we could do is invest like crazy, have really good people, and be positioned when the time comes for whatever that is to maximize the opportunity.
Laird, I know you talked at length with Allie. I'm curious, do you talk at all during this process with Tom Bowen, your predecessor? And in terms of what have you been able to surmise about the job he did here?
Well, first of all, I know Tom. We have not talked during this process. Obviously, just with, you know, the need for confidentiality, you don't get a chance to talk to too many people, right? And that's right. Part of what you have to be respectful of for the university, including for yourself. But I know Tom, you know, just from, you know, professional circles. Obviously, there's been a lot of really good things happening there, and that doesn't just happen, right? So I appreciate what he's done. We've exchanged some texts already, and I'm sure I'll connect with Tom here in the not-too-distant future and be looking forward to getting his input on all the things that have happened there and what I need to know.
Did you get a chance to go through, you mentioned not seeing all the facilities, but I imagine they showed you the Lori Walton facility. And I think I read that. What, you know, I remember when they were putting the designs on the napkin, I mean, it was just an idea. They went to Kansas State, I want to say, and maybe during your time there and kind of visited the complex there, you know, picked out some of the things they liked. What'd you think of the facility?
Yeah, I was actually the one that gave the tour.
That's what I thought.
At K-State. They did. And I actually, I know Bill Lori from my Mizzou days.
Yep.
So it was, that's why I recall that visit really well. Cause you know, with Bill and Tom, coming out to see it. And
that's
of course
right.
We had just built that basketball practice facility at the time. So we were proud of it. And it was fun to show them around. But yes, I did have a chance to tour the facility. And I was truly blown away.
It is as
good or better than anything in the country. No question, it's something to be proud of.
We are, of course, talking to Laird Veach, new University of Memphis athletic director, beginning October the 1st. Laird, I got to ask you all some philosophical questions here. Being in a non-Power 5 conference, you know how hard it can be to schedule. You know how hard it can be, especially for football, right? There, you know, at Florida, UCF would not do the 2-for-1 with Florida. What is your sort of philosophy when it comes to scheduling those kinds of games? Are you open to taking 2-for-1s if you have to? Are you, you know what, no, we need a 1-and-1 home and home? Where are you on those kinds of issues?
Well, not to dodge your question, but I do think that's one of the things you got to get there and really digest and understand.
Right.
You know, people tend to think that football scheduling is sort of the black and white on the philosophy side.
That's
and
tough.
It's just not. Right. Every place is really unique, and so much of it depends on what else is booked. You know, what do you already have on the records right now moving forward, and what balances that out. So, you know, part of it is, okay, are we willing to do 2-for-1s? Are we willing to do bye games? Are we willing to do, you know, whatever that may be. Certainly that's part of it, but so much of it too has to just do with each individual season and balancing out the right kind of home schedule. Certainly finances has an impact. You know, just in my short time with Coach Norvell, though, he doesn't seem like somebody that's going to shy away from playing somebody.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, I'm excited about, you know, just coming alongside him and finding good ways to, you know, really, really help the program. And I think it's important that you schedule good quality teams, not just for your football program and our environment, but also for the fans.
Absolutely. I mean, I just want to be transparent on the front end here, Laird. I mean, we expect a home at home with Florida very soon. I mean, like, and we really are not just going to – we're not going to accept anything left. So we just want to get that out there in the open that we expect a home-and-home with Florida. I'd say starting in, like, 3 years, if that works for you.
You know, I already told Scott Strickland the same thing. Now, he didn't give me his reaction yet, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's interesting, Laird, because you look at the history of U of M athletic directors. Typically, you know, they have not come from Power 5 schools. They have come from other places. What does it say about Memphis and the health of its programs and its athletic department and its leadership, honestly, that a guy like you, who had such a nice job on the surface, right, from what we see at Florida, to take this one and to lead Memphis now at this time?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd say, and I've had that question a few times already, and frankly, it kind of surprises me, because I genuinely feel very honored and blessed to have the opportunity. So, you know, I kind of appreciate the humility that comes behind those kind of questions, but at the same time, I think Memphians need to recognize that there is a lot going on that's really positive there, and it's not just what's happened recently and the people that are there. The infrastructure of that place, the support systems, you look at from like in the world of football, the recruiting base that's around there. There's so many positives about that place that, you know, that it's a great job. And what excites me maybe more than anything else is just how passionate the fans are that are there. You know, you asked me earlier, you know, kind of what put me over the top, and you know, I'd say it just occurred to me, but I know I thought about this earlier. That, you know, the thing that really got me excited is when I started getting an inkling of the passion of that fan base and what the university and the athletic department mean to the city. So there's a lot of really good things there, a lot of reasons, and not just from a timing standpoint, but just because of what that place has going for it that make it an exciting job.
Laird, I got to ask you, what's it like going from you're part of a huge turnaround at Kansas State as a player, Bill Snyder, one of his first full class there, and then you go to being his boss later on in your career, right, when you're deputy athletic director? what was that situation like? Yeah, tell me. Bill was a great one, right? Yeah. College Hall of Fame.
Yeah. For the record, I don't think he ever actually called me his boss. I don't think that, you know, I don't think that actually
did. He didn't look at it that way.
You know, no, well, you know, certainly on an interim basis. And I was, you know, fortunate to work with him and so many people there within the department. But, you know, that, you know, and you learn in these jobs as an athletic director, you know, you are obviously the boss, and you're expected to hold people accountable and make decisions and run the ship. But, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, high profile coaches, you're coming alongside them and supporting them, right? Coaches make this profession go. They're the ones that impact the success and they're the ones that folks get excited about. They don't come to ball games to see athletic directors, right? So you're there to support them and facilitate improvement and growth and help with resources and so many things. But, you know, my approach is going to be to try to find a way to help those folks.
No doubt. Well, Larry, man, congratulations.
Congrats,
on the new gig. We're excited to have you, and we appreciate your time. Know
Welcome
you're busy.
Welcome to Memphis.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Look forward to getting there with you.
Yes, sir. He is Laird Veach, new University of Memphis athletic director. You know, like I said, I mean, a guy coming from, you know, the SEC and, you know, an associate athletic director, that kind of job.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a glowing statement on Memphis, no doubt about it.
I've you know, not that this is going to determine how he does, you know, for the long haul, but I can tell you this, listening to all the interviews he's done since this was announced, he's much more comfortable in this role, right, of talking and getting the word out and all that kind of stuff than his predecessor was. Tom Bowen, from the get-go, it just wasn't – from his introductory press conference, he's sweating. It's almost – you know, it's all these questions coming in. And, look, Tom did it – you know, you can go back and forth on the job he did. You can what you can argue is that we were talking about that napkin, yep. The Lori Walton, that little Tom's literally scribbling that down. You look now, the thing is built. That said, he never seemed comfortable in these situations.
No doubt.
And Laird, you know, Rudd said it to us last week. This was going to be one of his strengths, getting out, getting the word out. And
absolutely.
You could tell, you could sort of feel the difference.
Yep. So, anyway, thanks to Laird Veach for joining us on the show today. We'll be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prize. Rec Room beer specials and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you, and you can go home with the most beautiful diamond engagement ring that you've ever seen in your entire life.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called Alter Created Diamonds, and what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
It's finally here, the warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties. And by at them, I mean hosting them. And if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website. Because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
Shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans starting as low as 1.99% APR. Visit orionfcu.com for more details. APR accurate as of today's date. Conditions apply.
Hello, listeners. This is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service. The summer is on top of us, and so are the bugs. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Let us help you with everything from ants to termites and mosquitoes and everything in between. Give us a call today or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com. And don't let the bugs spoil your summer fun. Call today. That's 388-0852.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, right up to the party, right up to the party, hi, hi, hey. Turn it on.
into lunchtime. Why don't you head on over to the Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. You'll get the best wings in town, party whole, boneless, chicken nugget, however you like your wing. Billy's going to do it for you. Who's Billy? Well, Billy's the former Tiger basketball player that's turned this city on its ear, John Martin, with his fantastic chicken and, more importantly, those fantastic premium flavors everybody want a part of. That's so good.
I wanted to make this weekend, the last weekend before my wife went back to school with children, I wanted to make it perfect. And so you know that had to include lunch at the Wing Guru.
Smart
on
man.
Saturday. My order specifically, I got 10 party wings, all drummies. Okay, all drummies.
You're a real man.
I am a real man, thank you very much. Half garlic sriracha, half hot. She goes with the honey gold every time. And the reality of it is, whether it's honey gold, garlic sriracha,
yep,
a hot spicy taco, 901 Nashville Hot, you cannot go wrong at the Wing Guru.
Billy's bringing it to you every time, and you're always going to get that same great quality every time, no matter the location. When you see Billy Richmond, and listen, doesn't have to be the wings. The catfish is good. The spaghetti's good. The burgers are gourmet. He's got his own special ingredients. When you see him, you tell him it's all good. You tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Okay, so you're a movie man. You are
up to a certain year.
Yeah, but I'm sure we can find something here that this would apply to. What's a good movie about a vacation gone wrong?
National Lampoon's. I mean,
okay. Well, there you go. This Bahamas trip has turned into National Lampoon.
Oh no,
it's not quite that bad. Let me. I'm kind of joking. Like, this isn't like, you know, the Tigers are going to the damn Bermuda Triangle or anything like
What's
that.
What's the one Ice Cube was in?
Road Trip.
There you go.
See, you watch
newer
that one?
Generation. Eh, a little bit of it.
They made like 15 of them.
Uh huh.
I'm not sure why.
There was also one where my man.
No,
Cedric,
are we there yet? Was what it's called.
What Road Trip? Cedric. Road Trip is something completely different. Is that like Tom Green? What was the one with Cedric the Entertainer where he's leading the trip?
Road Trip was white people.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Tom Green.
It's described as a
it's ridiculous.
An American road sex comedy.
Yeah, you got that all wrong. I'm talking about black comedies. You
okay.
Give me the white one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I corrected it, though, very quickly.
Okay.
But they made Are We There Yet? Like, they made, like, I mean, that's all Ice Cube does, go on damn vacation with his family. You know, it's like he don't do anything else.
Go to the big three game.
Yeah, what's a horrible vacation. Anyway, this trip to the Bahamas for the University of Memphis, quickly not what it once seemed.
Well, you said it, and then I see all the tweets.
Oh, the tweets are coming in after we say it on the air. I can't believe it. How does that work? How does that work? Every time it's like that.
John Martin on radio, can you confirm? He's saying Precious not on trip. Can you confirm? How's that?
You might as well just text me and just ask me if I can confirm what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just tell you, yes, I can.
Well, it appeared that Jarvo added some new information.
He did. That's exactly right. Let's go there. So I reported, and we reported earlier today on the show, that Precious was not on the trip, that he would not be making the trek down to the Bahamas. Also, we said that we were unsure of how much of James Wiseman you were going to see on this trip. And Jarvis Greer, I don't know. I asked him on Twitter. I asked him in a direct message. I'm assuming he is, but I just asked just for clarification purposes if he was on the trip to the Bahamas. He has not responded yet. But he reported that Precious not making the trip because of paperwork. And he added that James Wiseman is out for the time being with a shoulder injury.
Jarvis getting that scoop.
So that is the first I have heard about the nature of what James is dealing with. Now, we've known that he's dealing with something.
Because y'all saw him on the bike.
Yes.
You talked to Penny.
Yes. You know. And the answer was kind of coy. You know what I mean? Like, the answer was, we certainly hope so. As opposed to, yeah, everybody's healthy, everybody's ready to go. It was, we hope so. And so you put two and two together. James was on the bike. Clearly, he is dealing with something. Now, I will say this again. He went through some dribbling stuff. So he,
I was gonna say, you guys saw him doing
yes,
some stuff, yeah.
But in terms of actual basketball activity,
uh-huh,
he did not. In the window that we were there, he did not go through. My understanding is that he did not, at least that day, maybe hasn't been practicing much at all. And I James Wiseman's season is not, at least at this juncture, my understanding, not in jeopardy, right?
I'm like, sure it's not.
I don't think he's out for the year, but. Do I think it's going to be interesting to see the way that his injury is managed? That is
talking about it. You take it extra careful with those two in particular. It's just the reality of the situation. You're going to be cautious in every situation. I brought up the instance. You remember how important DJ Stephens was to this team. He got to a point that year where, you know, he had the shoulder injury. He literally did not practice and could literally flip a switch in games, and he's effective. You're careful. You're even extra careful with your key guys, like DJ was to that team. These two, to the point we made to start this show, very important to this team, but also
absolutely
in the sense that we know they're going to be here for 1 year.
Yep.
And you're talking about a huge commodity when it comes to their NBA value and what they represent. You don't want to blow that. So I'm going to use a term here, John, that we've typically reserved for NBA stars, especially this day and age. It's load management.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if we're getting into a point now. You've already pointed out, and it's been confirmed, that, you know, Precious is his paperwork, Visa, whatever, all that stuff, the paperwork. But with Wiseman, and maybe even with Precious during the season, with those guys, like we said, extra careful because of what they represent. Do you not, you know, go into a season and maybe you load manage a little bit more than you would typically?
No doubt. Yeah.
Seems smart. It seems like the way to play it, right? If you're a true remember, this staff has sold NBA, NBA, NBA. Well, one of the things that's big now in the NBA is the load management, obviously. These guys, yes, they chose to play for Memphis. They've got big dreams of winning a national championship, but they've also got big dreams of being millionaires in a little over a year, or a little less than a year, actually. So, John, I mean, if we're being real with ourselves, with a staff who, again, has pushed NBA, I would imagine that that'd be on the table. Maybe you take it easy in some instances where maybe normally you would not, you know, not as easy. Maybe you'd play a guy in a bye game. Maybe in this sense, this season, you don't play that guy as much. Maybe he doesn't need that time. You
no
know
doubt.
What I'm saying? Because
no doubt.
One way or the other, these guys are going to the league.
Absolutely. And you got to think, too, it's not just James. I mean, now, you know, everybody around James knows, family included, who Penny is obviously very close with. Everybody knows the situation. Everybody knows the deal. He's a number one player right now projected in the NBA draft. Yeah. And you obviously can only hurt your stock, you know, and if you get hurt and if you suffer,
a take no chances approach.
Exactly. If you aggravate the injury or it becomes worse than it is, you know, could that be a decision in a development that ends up costing James Wiseman's millions of dollars? Absolutely. It could.
It's a fine balance.
It is.
Because I would tell you, and there is a downside to this. Let's keep it real. John mentioned, yes, you go into a season. How much impact will this have? You got no Precious down there. Likely no James. Jarvis reports the shoulder injury. How much does this affect you in the season in terms of your long-term goal this year? Probably not a whole bunch. Hopefully not a whole bunch. But there is a downside of this in the sense that this is, we were talking about the head start you get. Well, part of the reason this entire, John, you've hung it on this, and you've been absolutely right. Penny's even talked about it. James Wiseman's talked about it. Part of the reason you've got this number one recruiting class is the chance to play with James Wiseman.
Yep.
The chance to, remember us talking to Lester Quinones, three, four times before he committed?
Yep.
It was the idea of him and Wiseman and playing off Wiseman. So much of his game would be unlocked, right, with a big like that. And so, John, there's an obvious downside is that you don't get that. You don't get the gameplay off of Wiseman, which you figure for this team, you know, is going to be a big part of what they do. A lot of it working off him inside out, outside in, however they do it. You won't have that opportunity, obviously, with him out. Same thing goes for Precious. That said, you know, I think there's enough talent here to work through it. And I think James has played, at least with Alex Lomax, Malcolm Dandridge, a few of those others, he's familiar enough with these guys that it's not going to be like you're throwing a complete unknown in, and you've got to develop chemistry from day one. No, he knows most of these guys. It's a different situation than we've ever seen before, John.
It is.
Because you're talking about a guy that's mocked at number one in next year's draft.
Yep.
You are going to take no chances.
And you need him to go number one.
Yes, you do. And it's a fine balance for Penny, right, in terms of keeping him there.
Yep.
And then doing what's best for this team and trying to hit every goal, check every box when it comes to winning at your highest level. Because Lord knows the more Wiseman's going to lead to more winning. We know that. Any pullback, maybe you cause yourself some – but I suppose the hope would be we've got enough around him.
Yep.
And again, we're just talking about theories here and how you approach this.
Absolutely.
We know it's going – if we're keeping it real, we know it's going to be different for him and Precious Achiuwa. There's no doubt.
Yep.
You can't sell NBA, 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 right, and then wear them out for their 1 year in college, right, to go all out. You got them here partly because of that. We're going to treat you like an NBA player and have you ready for by the time you get there, you're ready to roll. It's not new to you.
Now, Precious is healthy.
You know, absolutely.
So that is a totally separate issue. And if James was healthy, he would be playing in this Bahamas trip.
I'm sure he would. I just wonder if during stretching that case out into the season,
yes.
if we talk about maybe reigning in James, Precious, same situation, I would imagine.
The conversation changes because it goes from, okay, you're healthy, you can just play, to now it's about injury management. You know, and I think injury management for those two in particular, but especially James, because he's the one that's dealing with the injury, it's going to be very different than any other injury management that we've seen.
We've just always applied load management to the NBA and all these stories in terms of the stars like we're talking about. Maybe we'll have to apply it here for the first time in a while, because typically, I mean, around here, like you're saying, if a guy's good, you throw him in there. If a guy can go, right, oh, he's tough,
no
he's going to tough it out. That's all we've talked about around here. This is a different era. It's a different spot than you've been in when you've got this kind of talent that Penny Hardaway's brought in.
Absolutely.
It gets treated differently.
It does. It has to. You know, because you got the kids' best interest in mind.
You want to keep it going too.
You know,
it makes a lot of sense.
And
right?
and it's you know, in terms of your recruiting momentum continuing, you know, it really hinges on what James.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.